response from the Battle Creek Church, we esteem it a privilege as well as a duty to respond to the foregoing statements of Sister White. We have been favored with an acquaintance of many years with the labors of these servants of the Lord, Brother and Sister White. We have known something of their sacrifices in the past and have been witnesses of the blessing of God that has attended their plain, searching, faithful testimony. We have long been convinced that the teachings of the Holy Spirit in these visions were indispensable to the welfare of the people who are preparing for translation into the kingdom of God. In no other way can secret sins be rebuked and base men who creep in unawares into the flock of God be exposed and baffled in their evil designs. Long experience has taught us that such a gift is of inestimable value to the people of God. We believe also that God has called Brother White to bear a plain testimony in reproving wrongs thus made manifest, and that in this work he should have the support of those who truly fear God. We have learned by painful experience also that when these testimonies are silent or their warning lightly regarded, coldness, backsliding, worldly-mindedness, and spiritual darkness take possession of the church. We would not give glory to man, but we should be recreant to our sense of duty not to speak in strong and pointed language our views of the importance of these testimonies. The fearful apostasy of those who have slighted and despised them has furnished many sad proofs of the dangerous business of doing despot to the Spirit of grace. We have been witnesses of the grave affliction through which Brother and Sister White have passed in the severe and dangerous sickness of Brother White. The hand of God in his restoration is to us most apparent. Probably no other one upon whom such a blow has fallen ever recovered. Yet a severe shock of paralysis seriously affecting the brain has, by the good hand of God, been removed from his servant and new strength granted him both in body and mind. We think that the action of Sister White in taking her sick husband on her northern tour in December last was dictated by the Spirit of God, and that we, in standing opposed to such action, did not move in the counsel of God. We lacked heavenly wisdom in this matter, and thus erred from the right path. We acknowledge ourselves to have been, at this time, lacking in that deep Christian sympathy that was called for by such great affliction, and that we have been too slow to see the hand of God in the recovery of Brother White. His labors and sufferings in our behalf entitled him to our warmest sympathy and support, but we have been blinded by Satan in respect to our own spiritual condition. A spirit of prejudice respecting means came over us during the past winter, causing us to feel that Brother W. was asking for means when he did not need it. We now ascertain that at this time he was really in want, and we were wrong in that we did not inquire into the case as we should. We acknowledge that this feeling was unfounded and cruel, though it was caused by misapprehension of the facts in the case. We now accept with deep sorrow of heart the reproof given us in this testimony, and we ask that wherein we have erred from the right through our lack of spiritual discernment, we may find forgiveness of God and of his people. The labors of Brother and Sister White with us for a few days past have been attended with a signal blessing of God. Not only have deep and heartfelt confessions of backsliding and wrong been made, but solemn vows of repentance of returning to God have accompanied them. The Spirit of God has set its seal to this work in such a manner that we cannot doubt. Many of the young have been brought to Christ, and nearly every person connected with this church has received a share of this heavenly blessing. Let our brethren abroad understand that our hearts are in sympathy with Brother and Sister White, and that we believe them called of God to the responsible work in which they are engaged, and that we pledge ourselves to stand by them in this work. In behalf of the church, J. N. Andrews, J. N. Loughborough, Joseph Bates, D. T. Bordeaux, A. S. Hutchins, John Byington, Committee. At a meeting of the church Monday evening, October 21, the foregoing report was unanimously adopted. Uriah Smith, G. W. Amidon, Elders.